If you're trying to run a little business or start a little business and you're trying to do some online or digital marketing or call it what you like, you need to avoid the easy trap to fall into of what I call digital panhandling. Digital panhandling is basically spamming your friends and family with frequency and consistency. It's an easy mistake to make. It's easy to do. But quite frankly, it's not a strategy on which you're going to build any sort of a business. And sooner or later, your business marketing is going to founder on the rocks and you're going to lose friends because there's only a limit to the number of times that you can make the same offer by way of Instagram feed or Facebook feed or any other feed to your friends and family. People want you to do well and people want you to get off to a good start and develop your business and so on. But you really do need to give some thought to a proper strategy for online or digital marketing, which will probably involve some element of social media marketing. Now, there's other things you can do as well. You can create a podcast, for example, and it's relatively easy nowadays to make a podcast. You can create a YouTube channel, and it's relatively easy to make a YouTube channel. You can create a blog, and it's easy to blog. You can create all sorts of useful information, useful content, interesting content, entertaining content perhaps, for your target market. But you need to be doing a bit more than simply hitting up your friends in their Instagram feed with some small little video saying basically buy my stuff or support me or, you know, look at what I'm doing now. So I call it digital panhandling. I've seen quite a bit of it, not so much from my own perspective, but from the perspective of people who I know and know well and have shown me their Facebook feed and their Instagram feed and so on. And invariably, it does appear that people trying to develop a business do think, or some people think, that it's okay to constantly and continually get themselves into their friends' feeds and ask them basically to buy stuff. And as I say, if that's the only string to your bow, if that's the only marketing you have, if that's the only ammunition you have, well then your business is going to suffer and it will founder. But not only that, you'll probably lose friends. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, you might give it the thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.